What's going on?
Good morning and welcome to the WHTC Outdoor Show with your host, Tom Medendorf, the outdoor show for the whole family. This morning's show is being brought to you by Powderhorn Guns and Archery. Phone lines are open now. Call 395-1450. That's 395-1450. It's the WHTC Outdoor Show.
Good morning. Welcome to the Outdoor Show. This edition of the Outdoor Show is brought to you by Advantage Marine in Zeeland, Farmers Co-op in Hudsonville, Westonbrook Mower, Powderhorn Guns and Archery, West Michigan Bowhunters, and My Firearms ETS. You're listening to the Outdoor Show live right here on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown outdoor station. Give us a call with your questions or comments at 395-1450. I'm Tom Medendorp. I'm here with Jim Brandt of the West Michigan Walleye Club, and we've got a couple of special events to tell you about. We want to hear from you. Give us a call, 395-1450. How the heck are you this morning, Jim?
Pretty good. You, Thomas?
Just marvelous.
Just marvelous.
You're always smiling when you come in.
Yeah, because you're a goofy guy.
I can't help it. It's just the way things go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm kind of curious. I called you earlier this week and talked to you about coming into the show and so on, and you're going to be over at the Outdoorsman?
Today, yep. As soon as I get done here, I'm going to the Outdoorsman. They have their in-store show today, and I'm going to be representing, helping them out, and representing Offshore Tackle.
Representing Offshore Tackle?
Yep.
And that's a sponsor for you?
Yes, they're a sponsor of mine.
For when you go fishing?
Yes.
So yep. Is their logo on your boat and everything?
Yep.
Sweet. Now yep. I know who to look for on the water. Usually he puts his sunglasses on and his rain jacket and pulls his hood up so I don't see him when he's out there.
Yeah, look for the yellow planer boards floating around outside my boat.
Can't ever catch him. I've never seen anybody when I pull up. You know, I pull up and he goes about 40 mile an hour planer boards on, trying to get away from me.
Yeah, because they see you coming. Hit the throttle.
Anyhow, the Offshore Tackle,
yes,
company is they're a product over at the Outdoorsman, right?
Yep. Yeah, and they have downriggers, they have planer boards. They invented a lot of new weight systems and
oh really?
It's really good stuff. And they're based out of Michigan. They're right in the Thumb.
Good Michigan company.
Yep. Yep.
Over in the Thumb, over by the bay?
Yep. They're over there by the bay. They've been around for quite a few years already.
And they sponsor you for the tournaments other than the West Michigan Walleye Club tournaments?
Yes. Or for, yes, no other tournaments.
Because the West Michigan Walleye Club
has tournaments too. Yep.
If you're a member of the West Michigan Walleye Club,
mm-hmm.
So I'm putting a plug in for you here.
Yeah.
If you're a member of the West Michigan Walleye Club, which you can call Jim or
any of the board members, go on the website, check it out,
westmichiganwalleyeclub.org. Club, don't forget club, westmichiganwalleyeclub.org.
Yep.
And they can join up, and the cost for that?
Is $30 a year.
30 bucks a year, and then you get to fish the tournaments, and it doesn't cost you anything.
Any extra.
You just go join everybody for the tournament, see who the winner is, and the big benefit to that, because it's not a cash payout.
Right.
The big benefit is to learn about the different tactics and techniques that the other fishermen are using and how they got the walleye, where they were, that kind of stuff.
Yep. People talk education.
About. Yeah. And you guys, you don't keep everything hidden from everybody when you're talking at the West Michigan Walleye Tournaments.
Right.
And then you fish other series.
Yes, I do other series. Ones where you have to pay for entry fees and all that stuff.
So and that's where the whole
offshore tackle helps me out with that.
Okay. You got other cool shirts? Because that's a cool shirt. that shirt's awesome. Looks like
I got some other ones at home too.
Repels rain too, I'm guessing.
I don't think so.
No, it kind of looks like it does.
It's
got that shiny look.
It does. It's pretty new, so.
it's pretty neat. I'm sorry. I just kind of think it's pretty neat to have sponsors for different things.
Right.
You know, like we have the sponsors for the radio show. You have sponsors mm-hmm. to get you out there and fishing. And that's how people advertise their stuff.
Right. That's a big thing is that the sponsors want to see you out there promoting their product.
They want to see you out there fishing and pulling in the big walleye so everybody else can
fishing,
see
fishing, working shows, checking out different stores that handle their products. And
so, like, you're going to be over at the Outdoorsman, which is in Jenison.
Jenison, yep.
It's kind of behind the Myers?
No, it's before you get to Myers. I'm Baldwin, right in Baldwin. There's a little strip mall. And
okay, I always think of it as Chicago Drive. So it's really kind of behind the Myers to me because I'm on Chicago Drive.
Okay, yeah. Then
and Baldwin being north of Chicago Drive.
Right.
Which Chicago Drive runs on an angle there. It's not east-west.
Right.
So if you run up there, you're going to go to the west of Myers.
It's west of Myers.
Just a little ways.
Just
there's
a little
that strip
ways.
Mall right there.
Yep.
That it sits in. And so people can come and see you and talk to you.
Yep.
Well, being that you're there for offshore tackle, can they talk to you about West Michigan Walleye Club?
They can talk to me about anything.
About anything? I'm coming. I'm going there. I'm going there. I'm going to ask them all kinds of crazy questions.
There you go.
Other thing that I was excited to have you on for is that you are going to be at the Sportsman's Expo being held at the Evergreen Ministries complex on 48th Street on March 21, the doors open at 6, but your presentation, you're going to do two of them that night?
That's my understanding. I do two 45-minute seminars.
You're going to do one at 7 and one at 8? Is that how it works? Or is it 6:30 and 7:30?
I got to get more details. They called me and asked me to do this for them. So and the West Michigan Walleye Club is going to have a booth there, too.
Oh, sweet.
Yep, we got two guys that are going to be running the booth and have a bunch of information and answer questions all about the West Michigan Walleye Club, too. So.
Nice, so people can even get their membership to the West Michigan Walleye Club while they're there.
Yep.
Nice.
And at that thing, too, I'll be bringing some stuff to give away to the audience.
A man who knows how to work the crowd. Is going to be some offshore tackle stuff?
Yes.
Right. So Jim's going to be there, and we're going to kind of give you a preview today of things that Jim's going to talk about. With walleye fishing, but we can't give you everything because we want you to show up on the 21st to the Sportsperson's Expo at Evergreen Ministries on 48th Avenue, south of Chicago Drive, second drive on the east side of the road, and it's kind of back up on the hill, big green building, you can't miss it.
Right.
You can put it into your computer, you can do the old search for Evergreen Ministries, and you'll find it without a problem. I think I put in Evergreen Ministries, Hudsonville.
Yeah, and it's one thing nice about it, it's free to the public. Anybody can come.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, anybody. No cost. And what, they got five seminars that night? They got smallmouth fishing, walleye fishing, turkey calling, duck and goose calling.
Yeah, there's a bunch of it, and we're going to try
And there's, food plots.
Yes,
Food Plots 101.
Yep. We had Terry on last week talking about food plots.
Yep, Terry told me that. So,
and we're going to be talking next week again. We're going to be talking about the expo and different things that are going on there, and all the details. Hopefully, we have because there were a couple of undetermined details that we were working out with Terry last week. Terry was working those out, and we wanted to make sure we got that out to everybody before the show comes, because, of course, the following Friday is the expo. And we've been going there since they put the expo at Evergreen Ministries. We've been arriving there, and this is going to be the first year I don't think I can make it.
Why not?
We got something scheduled.
I don't sound too happy about that, do you?
Well, it's okay, the thing I have scheduled. What I'm not happy about is that it was scheduled before Phil contacted me to tell me what the date was.
Oh.
So when the date came, I was like, oh, man.
I already got something scheduled.
But you never know. Things might turn around and I might be able to be there. I'll know by next week.
Yeah, I see you guys were going to have a booth down there. WHTC was. So.
Yeah, we usually go there representing My Firearms ETS, WHTC, the outdoor show, and tell people what's going on and happening in the outdoor world as a broad spectrum, as we are. You know, we cover everything. And also with My Firearms ETS, we hand out some safety posters and stuff that the kids can put up, take home, put in their bedroom, whatever they want to do. They can do that. People can pick up an NRA membership with us because we are recruiters for the NRA memberships and so on. And, it's an awesome time. I think the expo is really awesome, and I got to see some of the presenters last year. Only for a few minutes. I wasn't able to sit in the whole thing. Because, of course, we had to be out there taking care of things. And
so, right, yep.
But after it got started and everybody was inside, then I was able to scoot in because we were close to a door.
Yep, yeah, that's what, yeah, sneak in, check it out. You
yeah,
know?
And so I have a lot of fun with it. But anyhow, we're going to be going out for a break, and we'll be talking more about walleye fishing in just a moment.
Okay.
The Outdoor Show is brought to you by Westonbrook Mower, where they service what they sell. All units are ready to use when they leave the store, and Westonbrook submits your warranty information so you don't have to. Stop into the Holland or the Genesis store, check them out on your computer at westonbrookmower.com, or call them at 616-396-5733. Lines are open. Give us a call, 395-1450. We'll be back here shortly on The Outdoor Show. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show, brought to you by West Michigan Bow Hunters, chapter of Safari Club International. And stay tuned in the upcoming weeks, because we're going to be having some more information about their spring event. We're back, ready to talk with you. Give us a call, 395-1450. For those of you just tuning in, I'm Tom Bettendorp, and I'm here with Jim Brandt.
Tim's never here, that's true. Every time I'm here, he's not here.
I'm here with Jim Brandt from the West Michigan Walleye Club. Jim has been a featured guest on our show several times. Helps us fill in spots in between different events and so on, and help people understand walleye fishing. He likes to do those recorded shows so he can go fishing on Saturday.
Yeah. Yeah, a little ice, too much ice out there now, unless you want to ice fish.
It's true. Water's a little hard right now. A little hard. But today, Jim is in town. Not in Holland, but in Jenison. Jim is in town. He'll be over at the Outdoorsman off of Baldwin, just east of the Myers up there. And he'll be representing...
West of Myers.
Oh, did I say east?
Yeah, you said east.
I do that all the time. my brain gets dyslexic and says words backwards. It's crazy, crazy. Anyway.
I won't go there.
Just west of Myers. Closer to Holland.
Yeah. Well, it's pretty close to Myers.
I'm Baldwin. But Jim is going to be at the Outdoorsman representing Offshore Tackle Company and West Michigan Walleye Club. Yes?
Yes.
And today you're going to be answering anything and everything over there at the Outdoorsman.
Right.
On the 21st over at Evergreen Ministries, where we talked about the Sportsman's Expo in the first segment there, and you can catch that, and we'll be talking about it again and announcing the location on the 21st of March, which is a Friday evening at 6 p.m., which everyone is welcome. There is no charge. They're also welcome at the Outdoorsman today without a charge.
Right, yeah. It's Outdoorsman's just spring show. They have sales, you know, on all fish and tackle and stuff
right.
like that. So.
Yeah. And that's just an in-store thing.
Right.
There's not a bunch of tents up
nope.
and everything else.
Nope,
that's,
just in-store.
In-store.
And they do have some seminars in the basement.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, they're going to have some salmon seminars. I don't know. Well, I think there might be one walleye seminar, too. I'm not doing it, but somebody else is.
So they found somebody that they thought was going to do better than you?
Yeah, they never asked me. That's all right.
Well, you have to be there to represent for Offshore Tackle anyway.
Right. Yep.
And you have to answer those questions. But today you can go down and ask Jim just about anything. You know, keep it clean. But on the 21st at the Sportsman's Expo at Evergreen, you're going to do a 45-minute presentation. But as we talked during the break, you like questions.
Yes.
So it'll be an open forum type of seminar.
Right.
At the Sportsman's Expo, Sportsperson's Expo. On the 21st, and there's two times that you're doing it.
Yep.
What kind of things are you going to talk about?
Well, I was going to start off talking about vertical jigging in the rivers and boat control. Because you have to vertical jig, you have to have boat control. Talk a little bit on that.
Yeah.
And then I was going to go into some trolling, how to use the offshore boards, how to use the offshore tackle weight systems that they have out. Just touch some stuff, and then I'm always, like I said, when I get done with a certain section, I would love people to ask questions, you know, like, hey, how does this work, or whatever, you know, whatever question they have.
Like you start talking about vertical jigging in a river and boat control, you're going to talk about that, but then people can ask more specific questions.
Right.
Even down to somebody saying, what's jigging?
Yeah,
Yep. Right?
Right.
When I was fishing as a kid, we fished for, you know, bluegills and stuff, and we used a bobber, and we fished off the dock, and we didn't have a boat. You know,
right.
If we got in a boat with somebody, we got a chance, or we had a rowboat wherever we were at that we could rent, you know, we got out there. And we didn't really learn a lot about fishing. We just went out there and had fun. And typically we're in some small lake where the bluegills, the crappie, they were plentiful. So they were biting those worms right away and just bringing them in and having fun as a kid. So the first time I heard the term jigging, I thought, what does that mean?
Right.
Are we dancing?
Yeah, when I was younger, too, I never jigged. And then once I got doing it, I love it. So it's fun.
And jigging, we're talking about kind of giving a quick pull up and letting it settle back down?
Sometimes.
Sometimes. There's different types
of jigging. Oh, there's different types of jigging.
Ha-ha. So you're going to get an education on the different types of jigging.
Yep.
But the vertical jigging in a river, now I'm thinking about this, I'm thinking vertical jigging in a river. The river's flowing.
Yep.
It's not truly vertical.
You can make it truly vertical. That's where the boat control comes in.
Boat control. So when we're talking about the vertical jigging in the river and boat control, that's how we get, even though there's a flow to the river, a vertical jig.
Yep.
And that is what we'd call a presentation.
Yes.
The presentation to the fish.
Yep.
How it's presented to them, which makes them excited to try something. So, okay, besides that, because I kind of jumped onto that one and wanted to go somewhere, we'll talk in a little bit more detail when we come, you know, after for the next break. What else are you going to cover?
Trolling. Trolling. I mean, a lot of people know how to troll, but there's certain ways, you know, that make it better. So, and tactics like you can use on Lake Michigan that work great on Erie and Saginaw Bay, too. So.
Okay. I always have trouble finding somebody to row the boat for trolling. My kids are growing up now. They figured it out.
Take Tim with you. He'll do it.
Hey, Tim, I got a special treat for you today.
Let's go fishing.
My little 12-foot rowboat and my oars. Anyway, with the trolling, that can get a little tricky, too, as far as your speed.
Speed.
And then your movement,
and
right?
You don't want your lines tangling up. You got to know how to spread your lines apart.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, tangled and lines. Sorry, I'm regressing into something. Tangled lines.
Yeah. I can see you out there, Tom.
Hey, at least it's not when I'm with Tim. If I'm by myself, I get tangled in the lines. If I'm with Tim, he falls down and he gets bloody. He always falls down and bleeds. Anyhow, with the trolling, we're gonna discuss a little bit about keeping those lines untangled and so on in the next break. Besides the vertical jigging on the rivers with the boat control and the trolling, what other kind of cool tips are you going to give for the seminar?
Oh, they're, you know, probably mostly be vertical jigging, trolling, maybe a little bit on pitching jigs.
Pitching jigs.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to give us a brief on that one in the next segment.
Okay, that's fun. That can be fun. If you're into fish, it's fun to pitch jigs. Okay. Spooning. That's basically like jigging, but more, more radical than
okay.
with a jig, because you're using a heavy spoon. We do a lot of that up at, like, Hardy Dam, and you can do it other places, too, but
okay.
I do a lot in the fall up at Hardy Dam, so.
And with that, when you say more radical, that's taking some, that's more radical that's movement.
Snapping, yeah, really snapping it.
Okay. Okay. And with the spoons, that's a different type of tackle. So
yep.
The different types of tackle, are you going to have examples and stuff?
Yes, I'm going to bring tackle. I'm going to bring fishing poles, poles all set up with stuff on them that I use.
Oh, so you can explain the different weights of the fishing poles, the stiffnesses
mm-hmm.
and how that works and why you would use it.
Yep.
Nice, nice. That's the 21st of March, Friday evening. Doors open at 6 p.m. Jim will be there for two presentations. He's going to be at the Outdoorsman today, so he can get you all set up with your tackle so you're ready to go and practice after he teaches you everything over at Evergreen Ministries. But we're going to talk on a little more detail when we come back. The Farmers Co-op in Hudsonville has what you need. They've got you covered for all your hunting needs. Stop into the Farmers Co-op at 3302 Prospect Street in Hudsonville. For a complete list of products and services, check them out online at fcelevator.com. Lines are open. Give us a call, 395-1450. We'll be back here shortly on The Outdoor Show. Welcome back to The Outdoor Show, brought to you by Powderhorn Guns and Archery for all your arrow-knocking, gun-cocking, fish-hooking, flag-waving, stand-up-and-sing, God Bless America hunting and fishing needs. Lines are open. Give us a call, 395-1450. We're back, ready to answer your questions right here on The Outdoor Show. For those of you that are just tuning in, had a little pause there. For if you're just tuning in, I'm talking with Jim Brandt of the West Michigan Walleye Club, and I want to mention again that if you are a member of the West Michigan Walleye Club, which you can go to westmichiganwalleyeclub.org, that's the O-R-G on the end, and you can call one of the board members or you can sign up right online, can't you?
Yep.
Jim? The West Michigan Walleye Club, if you're a member, $30 annually, you can join any of the West Michigan Walleye Club tournament series throughout the summer.
And also, if you that $30 also includes you a membership in the MUCC, too.
That includes your MUCC membership, which, by the way, if you have not signed the petition to protect our hunting and fishing rights, you need to find somebody to sign that somebody with a petition to sign, and they'll probably have them at the Outdoorsman today.
I'm guessing.
I'm hoping they're there.
Yeah.
So people coming in to see you, because that's all they're going to go there for, is to see you.
I doubt that.
That's out at the Outdoorsman, just west of Myers on Baldwin. Jim's going to be there today representing offshore tackle company. Wow. I got to take a break there a second. My tongue got in the way of my eye teeth, and I couldn't see what I was saying. Anyway, Jim's going to be there. Going to be representing Offshore Tackle, and they are going to do a couple of things down in the basement, seminar-wise?
Yeah, I don't know exactly what seminars. I know they always have a salmon one, and they always have a walleye one. So
okay.
I don't know who's doing it.
That's somebody else. They're saving Jim for March 21 over at Evergreen Ministries. That's Friday evening, 6 p.m. The door is open, and Jim's going to do two seminars there, and we're just kind of talking about what Jim's going to present to everybody, giving you a little overview,
yep,
so to speak, getting you some details, and then on the 21st, we want to see you over at Evergreen Ministries, and that's free to the public,
yes,
free to everybody.
Anybody wants to come, check it out.
Get over there, check it out. Doors open at 6 o'clock, check it out. There's two different seminar times, but there's five different presenters?
Yeah, and they're going to have, my understanding is each presenter is going to have their own room.
Yes, because they have multiple different rooms that are pretty good size.
Yep, and then I heard, my understanding is if you come there and you want to hear, you can pick who you want to go listen to. Like, okay, I want to go hear the smallmouth guy talk.
Yeah.
And then I guess they're going to have a little break between the seminars. And then when you get done with that one, okay, I want to go listen to the turkey calling guys. So.
Yep. Yep.
So you can go like, yeah, hit two in one night. That's
see Jim Brandt talk about walleye.
You can do that too.
Go with walleye and bass.
I'm not bass. I'm walleye.
No, but they could go. This is true. But they could go walleye and bass, and then get confused when they get out there.
Right.
Especially if they're flipping lures out there for bass, and then they come back with a walleye, and they go, "Oh, that's what we were supposed to do."
Yeah.
That's what I do all the time.
You'd be surprised some of your bass tactics catch walleyes.
We were using bass tactics on Tippy, on the Tippy Pond.
Yep.
And we were getting pike, sunfish, bass, no walleye. We had to use walleye tactics for the walleye up by the mouth of the pine.
Okay, yep.
Is where we were getting those. But then we went goofing off trying different areas. And, of course, that didn't pan out, so then we went to using bass tactics. And that's when we were picking up, it seemed like, everything that morning. We were, sunfish, big ones, big sunfish. wow, these are nice. And the pike were the most fun, but they wrecked the lures every time.
They have a tendency to do that.
And then we were also picking up bass, but we were just having a blast, and we actually didn't get back in time for breakfast. We kind of got chewed out.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, by our other halves.
Yeah, but till you hauled in the fish, and they said, "Oh, okay."
Yeah, they don't like fish.
No.
At least my other half doesn't like fish. She does if I prepare it, if I make it, and it's something like halibut. She doesn't like salmon, but she likes halibut.
Oh.
And then she likes perch.
Perch. So, perch is good.
Yeah. But she's kind of picky that way. She doesn't like the anything and everything fish fry. Usually she, helps fry all the fish.
Right.
But then she eats the onion rings.
Mm-hmm.
And then I say, "Where's all the onion rings?"
Yeah, right.
You had fish. Be quiet.
Yep.
Anyhow, last segment, we talked about some of those tactics you were going to explain.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to explain and use drawings or try to get some
imagery.
I'm going to bring
the poles that I use,
uh-huh.
the lures and the tackle that I use,
mm-hmm.
and explain. And so I got to show not just talking about it, but I can show you exactly how to use it. Yep.
When we talk about the vertical jigging on the river with boat control, that's when you're going to use some drawings to
that I will because understand. You got to understand the wind and the current.
You can stand
everything.
Up there and wiggle your hands all you want and wave them back and forth, say the wind's going this way and everything else, but it's not going to really help people to understand as much as if you give them a drawing
right.
on the board on a grease board so they can see
mm-hmm.
what you're talking about.
Yep.
So it's going to be very informative, very educational. In that respect, for the in the seminar that you're doing, and then with all the different poles and the jigs, you're going to be doing showing them that tackle, showing them the differences in the weights of the poles, the different types of the explanation of what things are called, spoons,
yep.
Jigs, jig heads. Different things you can put on your jig heads.
Yeah.
All those different combinations, right?
Yep. You can use live bait. You can use plastic bait.
Now, I'm trying to do some hand signals for different stuff, so I'm kind of losing my train of thought here. We mentioned some other stuff in the last break that we were going to talk about
yep.
In more detail. Can you help me on that?
Like, what was it? I don't know. What was it?
I lost it. So,
okay. Trolling.
We talked about the trolling. But we yep. weren't going to get into that part.
I can talk for a long time. I mean, like, these seminars, yeah. but these are only, like, 45-minute seminars. So
mm-hmm.
And if you want people to ask questions, I'm not going to talk about a lot. I'm going to talk about a lot of stuff, but there's also, like, slip bobbers for walleyes. That's something that I don't know if I'm going to talk about too much because there's not a lot of people do that around here.
You see the slip bobbers, that's where you put the little string, tie the string on your string.
Yep.
To stop the bobber.
Stop bobber.
And then when the bobber's trying to stay on top, the string feeds through and then it'll stop at a
certain
length.
Depth wherever you set it.
But are you trolling with it then?
No.
No, that's where you're just sitting still.
Yep. Yep.
And then you actually are bobber fishing for them?
Mm-hmm.
So you could have a 50-foot hole, and you could have your bobber set for 45 feet,
mm-hmm.
and you don't have to have 45 feet of line sticking out of your pole when you
cast. Yeah, right.
Oh, you were going to pitching jigs. Pitching jigs.
Yep.
What does that mean?
That's kind of like your bass tactics.
Okay.
I like what I like to do.
It's probably not like my bass tactics. It's probably more like what Brett and Sean do.
Well, like... you take certain bodies of water with the weeds.
Okay.
You find the cabbage weeds. Walleyes love cabbage weeds.
Okay.
That's a big, thick leaf one.
Fat sort of leaf.
Yep, fat leaves. All fish like them, not just walleyes. You catch other fish in there, too.
And the walleye are hunting those other fish that like it, right?
Right. But pitching jigs is usually your cabbage weed is in 10, 12 foot of water, so you keep your boat out a little bit so you can pitch your jig towards weeds.
Okay.
Pitch it right into the weeds.
Uh-huh.
Let it sink. you know, I'll bring some of that stuff and show you what we do for that.
You let that sink down to the bottom.
Yep. And then you work it like you're bass fishing. You just lift your rod. That'll lift that jig and you'll feel weed. A lot of times what I've had in the past fishing this way is you'll feel weed. So you tighten up your line and you give it a quick snap. And when that jig pops off that weed, usually bang, that's when the fish hits.
Really?
Yep.
Huh. I'm thinking about the different things that I've done incorrectly while fishing. And I'm just thinking that maybe when we come back, you can explain how to know how quickly to jig or how quickly to move your pole mm-hmm. for different environments when we return. The Outdoor Show is brought to you by Advantage Marine in Zeeland with competitive prices and personalized service to meet all your needs, repair, storage, winterizing, parts, and more. Call Advantage Marine in Zeeland at 616-748-9235 or stop in and see Dave at 8755 Riley Street in Zeeland. That's at the corner of 88th and Riley on the northeast side of Zeeland. Lines are open. Give us a call, 395-1450. We'll be back here shortly on The Outdoor Show. By My Firearms ETS, educating people in the safe and responsible use of firearms since 2001. My Firearms ETS offers education, training, and supply the best you can find anywhere. Courses offered by My Firearms ETS are designed to provide you with the knowledge, the skill, and the correct attitude to use firearms safely in all environments and situations. Classes are offered regularly. Class sizes are limited. Register early to reserve your spot, 616-218-7328. Or find it on your computer at myfirearmsets.com. That's myfirearmsets.com. We're back, ready to talk with you. Give us a call, 395-1450. I'm here with Jim Brandt, and I'm going to say it one more time. Today, Jim is going to be out at the Outdoorsman in Jenison. That's just west of Meyer on Baldwin. And he's going to be there. Are you going to be there all day?
Like, yes.
So they're going to give you some lunch?
Yeah, they're going to have – they got lunch for people, and they got donuts.
Oh, so there's going to be – donuts in the morning and lunch.
Yeah, coffee. Then? Yep.
Oh man, you're gonna be in.
I mean, what they usually have is they have buns with ham on them or something. And
yeah, just
and
a light
anybody
lunch.
That's there, you know,
just a light lunch
the people that come there to shop.
You're gonna have popcorn?
And, no, it's
oh bummer. I like. Popcorn.
I think it's usually just popcorn. Usually it's just donuts and they have some sandwiches at noontime with some chips. They have bags of chips later.
Well, it used to be at the supply houses that they would have donuts. In the mornings
yep.
for the contractors coming in. And then it turned over to popcorn. They'd put a popcorn maker in there, and people could grab popcorn at any time during the day. And now I'm seeing popcorn at so many other places.
Stores have popcorn.
The popcorn going, and grab a bag of popcorn, and
yep.
away you go.
Gemmons got it. Family Fair has it. You know,
yeah.
We all got it.
Yeah, it's crazy. I don't know what it is, but people love popcorn. Anyhow, we were talking about
fishing.
Yeah. What do we call it? Flipping? No.
Pitching
jigs. Now, I asked you a couple questions during the break. The pitching jigs, you use a jig head and a fake nightcrawler.
You can use live bait too. I always use plastic. So.
And then we also talked about the cabbage weed that we talked about.
Yep.
That cabbage weed. You think it's possibly just a nickname, but that's what fishermen know it as.
Yeah, a lot of fishermen know it as cabbage weed. We've been calling it that for years.
Well, when you look down in the water at it, it looks like cabbage weed.
Pretty much.
Like cabbage.
Yeah, you can't miss it because it's hard. Once you snag it, it's hard to pull it. I mean, you can pull it, but it's tough stuff.
Yeah, I've been snagged to that several times. So I was asking you.
Are you sure you weren't snagged to logs?
I do that too.
Yeah.
I could tell you right. Oh, actually, we determined that was the old bridge. Down below.
Oh, at Hardy.
At Hardy.
Yep.
That I thought was a big old log I kept getting stuck on, but it was actually a bridge that's down there.
There is logs in there, too, though.
Yeah, but that spot, man, that spot gets me every time and just stays there. So it's got to be something fastened to the ground down there. And that would be a bridge that was there before they flooded it when it was the dam. And
right.
Just the parts are still there and
mm-hmm.
from where it used to cross the creek before it or the river before it became filled.
Now, if another thing too, people are listening on this Evergreen Ministries, I'll bring, you know.
That's March 21, 6 p.m.
Yes. if people want, they can bring, like, if they got a map, a body of water.
And, oh, so if it's a body of water that you fished before.
I'm going to bring some of my maps just in case people got questions about locations or anything. Or,
okay.
You know, what the map looks like, what the body of, what I, like, spots that I have fished that I've done well at.
Well, talking about that, are you going to talk about GPSs with topographical?
A little bit. Mapping. Not much. I'm not a big electronics guy.
Okay.
I know how to use them, but I got a lot of friends out there that are a lot more knowledgeable in electronics than myself. I mean, yeah, I know how to use them and all this, blah, 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 right. But there's these guys know all these little different tricks and...
Yeah, I can't say that I'm big on electronics myself because I'm a guy who still reviews geographical survey maps and then takes a compass with me.
See, that's a thing of the past, too, is maps. You know, there's a company called Hotspots that made these waterproof maps of all these different bodies of water.
Right.
You can't even hardly find them anymore in the stores because everybody's got this.
Yeah, every one of them is dwindling.
Yeah, because, I got a chip, too, in my computer chip that you put in your GPS on your boat, and it punches up every map, every lake you want to have. So
I don't have a lot of electronics, but I do have a GPS, and it does have – I like to get electronics, I should say. It's not that I don't have a lot of – I like electronics, but I don't use them very often. But I have that little
SD
little
card.
SD card that you just snap in there.
Yep.
And it's got, you pick the body of water.
Yep.
And then it'll show you the topographical lay of the bottom.
Yeah.
So you can find the holes and you can look for at the
contours, all the contour lines.
You can see how it'll go out shallow and then all of a sudden drop. So you can find right where your drop off is by just driving over it because it's on your GPS.
Mm-hmm.
And it shows where you are. And when you, there's the drop off. I don't even have to try to figure that out.
Right.
And it's nice if you're looking for a particular spot. What if the fish aren't at that particular spot?
He goes searching. Use your sonar, too. You might got to mark fish.
Right.
You know, I don't just ride around out there and, this is a good spot to fish. I don't fish unless I'm marking fish.
Is that what I'm doing wrong?
Yeah.
But it's nice to have your sonar or your fish finder where it's telling you. Now, sometimes we've had it goofed up where they're on hardy, especially because of all the weeds that get chewed up from the speedboats, that it almost looks like there's fish down there.
Well, if you have a colored graph, you can, you know, once
it'll tell you the density.
Well, once you get used to it, you look at the colors, what colors are what.
Colored is more expensive. So anyhow, when you see that stuff, sometimes the fish finder, depending on what model you have or what range you bought in, will make you think you have fish. It'll show you fish because it'll give you the little picture of the fish, but it's actually just a bunch of weeds are floating.
Don't go by a picture of fish. You must have it on automatic.
Well, yeah.
Turn that off.
Now you're going to get me lost. I'm going to get lost on a body of water and not know how to find shore.
Yeah, that could be that electronics could be a whole big segment on how to set up your electronics. So
that might be a good thing for next year with Evergreen, the Sportspersons Expo, to have somebody that does electronics to explain the different electronics and how the function.
I got some friends of mine that are really good with that stuff, too. So
going to have to suggest that to Terry.
Yep.
See what Terry has to say. Terry and Phil can get that set up.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, the electronics, you can't just start pushing buttons like our kids do. They just start pushing buttons. They don't care if they make a mistake. They figure there's a back button on everything.
Kids know everything nowadays.
Yeah, but when my kids started punching buttons on the fish finder, they got lost in the fish finder too. But I had read the directions. I said, you have to do this to get back where you're going. Because the different buttons have multiple functions, and it might depend if you push it once, twice, or three times for something to happen. So you have to kind of – you have to really actually read the directions. Mm. I know, not much fun, but it's something you really should do if you're going to buy electronics. So you're gonna give just an overview on electronics and the benefits to them.
Yep.
You're not going to explain the electronics. But when we talk about, and I really wanted to catch this, and we're gonna run out of time in a little bit here, but in the cabbage weeds or in any weeds,
yep.
Rather than a weedless lure, what is somewhat of a technique to keep from getting snagged up or getting stuck on the weeds?
It depends on if you're trolling or you're just casting at them.
Okay, so let's go with we're casting first.
Casting. I have put a small, before I put this little, they call it a speed bead. It's a little plastic bead.
Okay.
It's like, looks like a pill. You know,
okay. About
not,
the size.
Not a round pill, the other kind of.
Like a Tylenol.
Yeah.
So the oval
shape. Yep. Well, it's just
a little bit smaller.
A little tick bigger than like a Tylenol.
Oh, a little bigger. Okay.
Yeah, and then you clip that on about 2 foot above your lure on the line. It clips right to your line. You don't have to cut your line. You don't have to cut your line. It'll clip right there and it'll stay there.
Kind of like putting a split shot on.
And that will help keep like those floating weeds and all that stuff. Uh-huh. It helps keep those from your lure. Big
time. Oh, it'll catch on those versus catching on your lure, which would be like the trolling. I always have to pull stuff in, get the weeds
clean
off.
Clean the weeds off,
So speed bead.
Yep.
And if I show up today, you'll show me where the speed beads are?
Yes, I will find them. If they, I think they got them, they should.
Well, I would hope.
They got everything else.
I'll try to get over there today. You can send me a text, tell me when the food's ready.
It's always ready.
Come
about 11 o'clock, 10 o'clock.
Is that when you're going to be ready for break?
No, but 11 o'clock is about sandwiches whip out about this.
It's got to be the sandwich time. All depends if I can get away. You know.
Now, also, do you know, people, besides this Evergreen Ministry, that week, too, is the 4 days down at Grand Rapids show.
Want to tell people that until we got them hooked on Evergreen Sportsman's Expo.
Well, okay, but...
They can't go on Friday night. You can go on Thursday.
Yep.
You can go on Saturday.
Go on Thursday, Saturday.
You can go on Sunday, but don't go on Friday night because you're going to be at the Evergreen Sportsman's Expo on Friday night.
Right. Be there first.
Y'all heard that, right?
Yep.
March 21.
Because I got to work down there, too. So.
Oh, you do?
Yep.
What do you have to do there?
I help outdoorsmen out and offshore tackle.
Oh, so you'll be over there
representing. Dreamweaver lures. So.
And Dreamweaver. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, thank you very much, Jim. Appreciate you coming in.
No problem.
And we will see you at the Outdoorsman today, and we'll see you over at Evergreen Sportspersons Expo on March 21. 6 p.m. The doors open. Talk to you next week right here on the Outdoor Show.